Last weekend, a 55-year-old disability support worker in Victoria died after succumbing to the deadly novel coronavirus. Disability advocates, including federal Western Australian Greens Senator Jordan Steele-John, are urgently calling on the federal government to ensure that those working in high-risk, hazardous conditions with disabled clients are recognised as essential frontline workers. It's a move that would get them better access to personal protective equipment and priority for COVID-19 testing. Romola Hollywood is People with Disability Australia's Director of Policy and Advocacy. She spoke with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.
We have been concerned really since the crisis began to unfold about how people with disability have access to PPE and also how their support workers would have access. And it's just something, we know that there is a shortage of PPE, and we know that effectively governments and agencies across the world have not had sufficient supplies in the case of a pandemic of PPE. But what we've been concerned about is that people with disability have almost been absent from the conversations and the narratives and the messaging from governments, both at the Commonwealth and state and territory levels.
Do you feel that the federal government is deliberately delaying addressing and even trying to resolve some of these issues prevalent in the disability sector at the moment?
I don't think anybody is intentionally seeking to exclude people with disability from the planning processes. What I think it shows, and this is something that I think we've known in the disability sector for many years, is that disability inclusion and consideration of the circumstance and barriers to access in terms of planning, but also in terms of cultural attitudes, impact on the way we start to think in a crisis situation. So I don't think that it's deliberate per se, but I think it exposes the entrenched discrimination and marginalisation of people with disability.
Mm-hmm. PWDA and around some 69 other national disability peak advocacy organisations last week penned an open letter to the National Cabinet demanding urgent action to address these issues that are affecting the disability sector. What has come out of that is the creation of an advisory group within the National Cabinet to talk to these organisations as well as people who have lived experiences of disability who are able to advocate for the rights of those who have a disability to get much more adequate and efficient resources and essential equipment, including PPE, to those that need it the most. This also includes them developing a pandemic emergency response action plan. What do you think about this development?
It's absolutely critical, and we are really, really pleased that there has been a national advisory committee set up to advise the Australian Health Protection Principle Committee. But basically, this is about looking at how we ensure that people with disability have an equal access to healthcare in hospitals and also intensive care settings. It's a really good development. It is something that we called for, and it was almost immediately established on the release of this open letter. So it's a positive step, but I would just remind people that this was one of 10 key asks across a range of portfolio areas and a range of aspects and dimensions of people with disabilities' lives. And so whilst we have this provision, we do need a strong response from government at the Commonwealth level across all of the areas that we've highlighted as areas of concern.
Romola Hollywood, Director of Policy and Advocacy for People with Disability Australia, ending that conversation with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.